Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, everyone. Glorify His holy name. He is worthy of the praise. There is none like Him. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We thank God for all His great and mighty acts. And even tonight, praise the Lord, we're going to have a battle prayer worship through this message on glory to God, just a prayer until the prayer warriors come in. I believe it'll be a blessing to our spirit. Amen. Battle Ready Prayer by Aaron Hobson.
Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I give you thanks and praise for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. I give thanks for a mind to pray, a heart to seek your face, and authority to bring my members into subjection. I thank you for this moment and the opportunity that each day brings. I know that each day is special, and I am empowered with unlimited potential. There are still in my life obstacles that cannot be overcome, or barriers that can stand in my way. In fact, this is the greatest day of my life, and I am free to exercise all the gifts and talents you have blessed me with. My hopes and dreams can manifest today, and I approach this moment with great expectation for miracles, breakthroughs, and deliverance. I stand before you, Lord, daily, offering no excuses or justifications for my shortcomings and weaknesses. I come, Lord, seeking your standard and not those of men. I pray that you will forgive me my sins, known and unknown. Forgive every thought, deed, action, motive, or intent of my heart that is not lined up with your word, your will, or your call and purpose for my life. Please forgive secret faults and uproot any seed of discontent that has been planted in my life. Forgive me, Lord, if I have held back the tide, and give me a heart to restore every person that I have wronged. Just as you forgive me, I forgive those that have wronged me, and I let go of any heart, bitterness, or ill will that I have held in my heart. I will not allow sin or bitterness to cut off the flow of blessings into my life. I repent right now in the name of Jesus, and I receive the power of the blood to cleanse me from all iniquity. I come before you, Lord, with a heart that is after your own, and a mind that is stayed on you. I thank you, Lord, for saving me from myself and the consequences of sin. I surrender, Lord, and give you total and
praise the Lord. I certainly hope that you all heard the invitation of God's blessings. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio, that we're going to listen to a little bit of this prayer while the other prayer warriors come on. My system is trying to have some interference. Preferably, it's not going to be any storm out here. It may look like it, but we're going to believe God all this well. I'm going to open the line just for a moment to see if someone... Praise the Lord, my sister. Can you hear me?
Mother, yes, can you hear that in the background
or is it muffled?
Huh?
Can you hear that prayer in the background or is it muffled?
It's kind of muffled, just a little bit.
Okay, I'll give a couple more minutes to some others come on. My sister's been trying to act up, but preferably we won't have a problem tonight.
All right.
Can you hear any of it, understand any of it now?
Just, yeah, you can hear a little better.
But you don't understand anything.
Yeah, you can kind of understand it.
Okay. I'm going to give it one more minute till we get a couple more people on, and then I'm going to turn it off. Praise God.
Okay.
In Jesus' name.
I speak life and all things pertaining to me. Even now, Lord, I pray that you will breathe life into my relationship. My hope, my dreams, my career, and my calling and purpose. Let there be no cracks in my foundation and restore every bone that has been broken. I pray, Lord, that dead branches be pruned for me and my heart is fearless fruit. I offer no resistance and pray that all ungodly distractions be pruned for me, whether they are people, unhealthy relationships, environments, dead situations, ungodly influences, or anything that is not expedient for me. I distance myself right now from every dead thing and release them from my life in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that I have inherited life through your sacrifice, forgiveness for my sins through your blood, revelation through your word, and I have been empowered by your spirit. I take precious time, Lord, to fully grasp and consider what my relationship with you means. Help me to never lose sight of the fact that I have an atmosphere that must be fought each day. My atmosphere is the world, and Satan, who is the prince of this world. The world around me is not my home. Each day it becomes more a reflection of Satan's prince. I am not ignorant of Satan's devices.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God for those that are still on. Praise the Lord. It's only 3-4 of us, so we're going to go on, praise the Lord, with the prayer tonight, giving God glory. And as I was talking to Pastor Bird, the prophet, I was saying so many testimonies, and I think I said to Mother McCormick, so many testimonies have come this week with all the different things that have been going on, that we want to pray, but at least give about 3 to 5 minutes. Nothing long, serious, just a couple of minutes, just to give God praise for just those testimonies of what God has done in your life this past couple of weeks, this month, or either ending of the month. It's just been some miraculous things that were going on, but we still want to pray and have intercession. Bless the Lord. And I don't know who's coming on or who's not. It's only 7 minutes after, but we're going to get ready. I'm going to share a part of this prayer, and some of it got to do with forgiveness and love. Praise the Lord. Our love of God, because he said, God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And when I was listening to this powerful prayer, I wrote a couple of things down, but also added some things in it. But I just want to glory to God, bless the Lord, and also share the scripture. Glory to God will be coming out of Colossians 3:13, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, or say us, glory to God, we must forgive, glory to God, others. Amen. Praise God. Of course, we got other scriptures to go with that. Praise the Lord. Father, we do honor you tonight and give glory and praise to you. What an awesome, phenomenal God that we serve. He is there is none like him. God, help us to keep in mind the goodness of you, how you sacrificed your life and glory, your ultimate sacrifice, giving up your blood and your life for our, glory to God, life to be redeemed back to the Father. So forgive us for every offense in the name of Jesus. Help us to remember, as you said in your word, as Paul wrote, glory to God, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service. And true it is, after God and did all that he's done on our behalf, standing in the gap and restoring us back to the Father, redeeming us, and go over that, paid the price, his life, shedding that precious blood, whipped unrecognizable, blessing us, glory to God, while we were yet sinners in darkness, didn't even know who he was, hallelujah, and what he's done for us, and he still died for us in darkness, and brought light to us, glory to God, that we may be a disciple for Christ. So God, we bless you, we honor you, we uplift your name, thank you every day for the food, the clothing, the shelter, for opening our eyes to have light, to activity, our limbs, sound mind. We may be challenged some things in our bodies, but God, you've already took care of everything at Calvary. It's that thief in John 10:10 that came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life more abundantly. And you want us to walk in the agape, forgiving one another and forgiving those that persecute us and hurt us and said all manner of things against us. Help us, glory to God, to be those people that, glory to God, that you can say that we are your servants, your disciples, your people, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for a heart of prayer that we can come to you, seeking you, and standing, glory to God, boldly to the throne of grace that we can obtain mercy. Hallelujah, God, and having a heart, glory to stand in righteousness and holiness and not, glory to God, having a heart after man in our flesh and feelings and emotions, Help us, glory to God, to look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith and look into the hills with coming to our help. We pray, glory to God, that you will forgive us for our sins, known and unknown. Forgive us every day. I mean, every day for the deeds and actions and motives and intents of our hearts that is not lined up with your word, God. Everything that's not your will. And glory to God, praying for we to line up with the gifts and calling and the purpose that you have for our life. And we pray that we have the mindset to be the servants, the disciples, glory to God of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for those secret faults and uproot any seed of bitterness and, glory to God, any seed of discontent that has been planted in our lives. Give us a heart to restore every person that we have wronged. Just as you have forgiven us, we forgive those that have wronged us. In the name of Jesus, we must let go any bitterness or ill will that we have held in our hearts. The Bible commands us to forgive and love and to walk in the agape. And we have to pray and seek the face of the Lord and ask him for the help that where we're weak at, and so we can be strengthened and stay in your word and build a relationship with you. You said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger will not follow. Help us to deny this flesh that we won't appease it, glory to God, but we will be in a place, God, to hear your voice and obey your voice in the name of Jesus. God, Mark 11 says, if we have aught against anyone, glory to God, for us to forgive, because if we don't, then our Father won't forgive us. Lord, we are praying, glory to God, according to what your word it says, hallelujah, and you said Ephesians 4:32, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as in Christ has forgiven us. Don't hold grudges and feelings of revenge. We are not to allow, glory to God, those secret sins and things in our heart and things, glory to God, that will cause us to have vengeance or want revenge. Because you said in your word in James that the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. So help us, God. We need you like never before so we can walk in submission and obedience to your word that can please you in the name of Jesus to walk, glory to God, as you have ordered us and as Jesus walked this land and he went through everything that we can imagine he's already gone through so we can go through in the name of Jesus. And Matthew 5:44 says, love your enemies, do good to them as it is, do good as them that hate you. Pray for them that persecute you and accuse you falsely. The word of God let us know in Matthew 5:11 and then also 12 and also in the 12th verse it says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad and forgive and exceedingly glad, for great is our reward in heaven. The Bible tells us when your enemy hunger, feed him. When he thirsts, glory to God, give him drink, give him water. You, glory to God, are to walk as Christ's disciples. And we know, glory to God, that flesh don't want to do these things. But when we line ourselves up with God's word and when we love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and body, glory to God, we have a determination to appreciate what he's already done for us and know that we have an enemy, which is Satan, and glory to God, his cohorts. And they come, glory to God, to steal, kill, and destroy. But God came to give us life and life more abundant, and he gave his life. And he made provision for us through the Holy Spirit. And he gave us, glory to God, the armor that we need. He gave us, glory to God, the whole armor. Then he gave us weapons. And he gave us, glory to God, his love. And said he'll never leave us nor forsake us and have his word. God, help us to be the people that you're calling for in these last days. That we will yield ourselves to walk in the forgiveness and walk in love. That there'll be an awakening, glory to God, in the body of Christ. The sleeping giant will wake up in the name of Jesus. And remember who we are and whose we are. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, remember that vengeance is the Lord, hallelujah, and we'll not allow sin and bitterness to cut off the flow of the blessing that God has for our life. Help us not to forfeit, glory to God, our blessing, our birthright, in the name of Jesus. Lord, so we repent in the name of Jesus so we can receive the power of your blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and walk in the anointing, to walk in truth, as we surrender ourselves to you this day and let you take control. And we know that's one thing to say it with our lips, but to really do it as we commit ourselves to you and let God do the leading and the guiding through the Holy Spirit and don't grieve and override. So God, we're praying more and more for the body of Christ to walk in forgiveness, to be able to walk in the agape. Because how are we going to say we love God who we never seen before, all through the Spirit, and then we see our brothers every day and we hate them, or we got things, ill-mannered of things to say to them, or not, glory to God, give the respect, or walk in the integrity and the anointing and the gift, glory to God, and in the fruit of the Spirit as God called us to be. How are we truly going to be the disciples of Christ? You said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you're going to deliver us out of them all. You know there will be trials and tribulations that come disturb us and come discourage us and come, glory to God, to try to turn our lives around and cause us to walk in confusion. But you said you'll never leave us, and you said cast the cares, and you told us, Lord, I think it not strange that these things that come as a fiery trial, as though some strange thing happened. You prepared us and told us in advance some of the things that the enemy would do and some of the things that would transpire and take place. So, God, help us remember what your word says. Help us, glory to God, to not to walk nonchalant. Help us to get so strong and rooted and grounded in your word, hallelujah, that it won't be so easy for the enemy to soil us. Because you said, my sheep know my voice. So that means when a stranger comes, if we are planted and rooted in you, glory to God, walking in your love, walking in forgiveness, walking in submission and obedience to your word, walking, glory to God, as you called us as your disciples, then the enemy cannot come in so easily. But you said when he come in like a flood, you'll raise up a standard. So, God, help us. Help us truly, glory to God, to acknowledge what your word says and to do as you said. Hallelujah. And walk, glory to God, as men and women of the gospel with our head, glory to God, looking up to the hills where we come with which comes our help, and realize you are our helper. You are our source. You're our supply. And you said you'll supply our needs according to your riches and glory, whatever they may be. So, God, we bless you today, and we honor you. God, continue to cleanse our hearts. Pray for our family. Pray for our loved ones. Pray for those that are saved and not saved, not only in our family, not only, glory to God, those in our neighborhood, but all around the globe, even our enemies. You told them to pray for them. You told us to love them. Oh, God, how can we love them if we don't love one another? Oh, God, we got to get this thing right. Help us, God, like never before, to deny this flesh, and help us to let the word come in and cleanse us and not come in and try to have no private interpretation of the word, because you said there is no private interpretation, Lord. Whatever God says, it's going to stand. And as heaven is high as heaven is from the earth, is his word. And he changed not. That's his thought. And it's changed not, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you again for bringing us together. We pray for our children. We pray for an awakening. We pray against this spirit that will come in and have mass confusion and cause them to be brainwashed with all the things that the world is offering, God. But I pray for an awakening. And I pray those yokes be destroyed and command the enemy to loose his hold off of their minds and off their hearts and even off of that spirit, glory to God, of bitterness and meanness, and glory to God, and feeling that there's no way out, and appeasing the flesh and that spirit that calls for suicide. And the other ones, glory to God, is just have such a demand and control. God, the ones looking for money and looking for love in all the wrong places. Pray against, glory to God, this spirit of the enemy that sent in this spirit, glory to God, that cast out a spirit, glory to God, out of confusion, that I don't know whether I want to be a man or woman, boy or girl. God, and let's be both. Let's entertain both sides, and even for our laws of the country, God, if we want to play into that and so forth, for so many rights to them, and want to deny the church of the rights that the church has, glory to God, for not to accept in certain things. Well, this is a lie. The devil is a liar, and the blood of Jesus against him, he's going to loose his hold, because God, your word still going to stand. Hallelujah. Male, glory to God, it's to marry a female, and female, glory to God, to a man, not man to man, or woman to woman, or man to beast, glory to God, or woman to beast. Oh, because this another spirit is rising up. It's been here all the time, but it's rising up all over the place. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against that sin of, glory to God, of the enemy. Just want to make everything feel like whatever you feel, do it. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, and accept it. And even for our believers, men and women of God that's calling themselves as gospel leaders and whatever, want to entertain and say, okay, then come on in. We're to love. We are to love. It's required to love. God say, oh, no man, nothing but to love him. And we are to walk in forgiveness, but we are not to entertain. Come on in. You can preach. Come on in. You can direct the choir. Come on in. You can do a just filter next
spirit all through and bringing condemnation and bringing contamination in the body. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, way is holiness and righteousness. And God, we got to walk in it and do it the way you said. There is consequences to our decision making when it's contrary to the will of the Lord. God, we thank you that you say you work things for the good or those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. We cannot leave out pieces of the word. Oh, you said, glory out. You will be blessed. Glory to God going in and coming out. But it's got to be walking according to what your word says. Oh, when people say that they are, glory, I can get the desires of my heart. Only when you delight in the Lord. When you delight in the Lord, the will of God will become your will in the name of Jesus. God, help us to know. Ah, God, you are not changing and you're not negotiating. And even if you end up making a choice to go to hell, there's no negotiation there. Glory, I cannot come out. Can I get some water or whatever? You give us opportunities and chances here over and over and over and over and over. You keep putting warning signs out to prepare us and not to go in that direction. So help us all, God. Help us as believers, preachers, ministers, whatever. We are, glory to God, to not to end up there. Tell hell I'm not coming. Oh, but each time that about. Hallelujah. We got to live a life that, glory to God, hell will know who we are as standing as righteousness and holiness and power and authority and anointing that God has given us dominion. Oh, we got to walk in this consistent. Oh, glory to God. So we won't be challenged to have to be on a skateboard on our way in the wrong direction. Help us, Lord, like never before to know that we can't be a part-time lover of God. Hallelujah. They're going to know that we are his disciples by the love we have one for another. And you can't perpetrate that. You can put on airs for the glory that all your life, glory to God, living, it's going to be found out because whatever's hidden in the dark, God said, well, come to the light. God, help us not to play those games. Help us, glory to God, to be a people that you said, it won't be that said that you praise him with your lips and your heart be far from, that we will be righteous and holy, and then people that are around us that are anointing, hallelujah, will radiate through the airwaves and wherever we are that cause lives to be changed. And help us, God, even in our challenging times. And remember, you already been there so we can go through, and you send us a helper, the Holy Spirit. Help us to learn how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Walking in the agape and walking in forgiveness. God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless and cover us under the blood. Forgive us for all offenses against your word. Help us, God, as we continue to pray one for another and pray, glory to God, for our families, our loved ones, for the church family. Pray for our president and vice president. Pray for an awakening, God, that even for their hearts to get, if they have confessed in Christ, to get a stronger, glory to God, walk with you. And God, help them to not sign bills that are contrary to your will. We know there's other outside forces, glory at Congress and House of Representatives, other things that encourage, but God, we are praying over there for our whole country, God, and even for those that are in authority, that they will come more concerned about the people and what's going to be best for the people and not be so divided and cause, glory to God, greed to just rise up. Ah, God, when there's the drugs and all this other stuff and the gun laws and this, that, and the other, and anything that's going to feed their pockets and always fussing and fighting, God, we plead the blood of Jesus, because you said a house, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. So we plead the blood of Jesus against those things right now in the name of Jesus, that there will be a coming together. There will be a change. There will be more of the heart of the people in our country, glory to God. In God we trust. God, still on our currency, but God, what's going on in the heart in the name of Jesus? Let them know, glory to God, they can't stop our God. They can put it off, take it off a piece of paper and take it off of this, but God's word still stands and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. But we are praying more and more that people's hearts will come open and hear God's voice and obey his voice and submit to his will. Take out, glory to God, that stony heart and all the confusion and chaos that has gone on. We bind Satan in all of the courts and set up in traps and plots and plans. But help us to live a life, glory to God, so we can be that light, glory to God, that people are going to see, and we won't be on and off and flickering and on and off, glory to God, preaching one thing and living another thing. We love you today. We appreciate it. We ask you, Lord God, to restore. And we pray for revival. We are praying, glory to God, for the anointing. We are praying for healings. We are praying for deliverance. So many of, glory, that sick and that are in the body that ought to not be in the name of Jesus. Too many doors open, but we're praying that your people, glory to God, hallelujah, that are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and turn from the wicked ways and glory to God and repent. Glory, I allow you to come in to heal the land. We're praying, God, praying for ourselves daily. Help us not to forget to pray and build ourselves up. We don't get depleted. So when we go out to pray and glory to God, fight and stand in the gap for others, glory to God, we won't be, glory to God, so weak that we cannot hardly stand. And too many other spirits come in to press us and overtake, glory, because we hadn't been praying that to stay in your presence, glory, so we can be able to be a help and, glory, that we'll be able to allow you to replenish us and send the virtue back in the name of Jesus. Help us to not be a partaker of another man's sin. Help us to not, glory to God, pet somebody on the back, glory to God, when we know they're in sin and know they're in error because we don't want to say and don't want to hurt their feelings. We're going to have to give an account. We're going to have to give an account for what we say and what we do. God, I bless you today, and I appreciate you. I magnify your name. I thank you again, glory to God, for the power of your anointing and for these vessels that you place on this prayer line, Divine Connection. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for them, and you strengthen and encourage them. Pray for their families. Pray for their loved ones. Pray for those that are going through. Pray for those, glory to God, hallelujah, that have a dull ear or because they've been bombarded with so much. For God, you told us to pray without ceasing. As we lift each other up, we believe it, glory to God, for healing, deliverance, and encouragement. Pray for Pastor Bird, sister, glory to God, that she has said that had that fell and cracked her hip and her pelvis, that God, thank God they're saying that they don't have to do surgery, that but she don't have to have therapy and be on crutches. But God, I pray, because she's 82, but we're blessing God. Age don't have nothing to do when you come to your healings or your deliverance or a sign of work for our lives. So we pray, God, for her strength and her encouragement that it will not go any further than what is, but it will be a quick mending. Give her wisdom how to take care. Thank you for a family that's close, that they will be there for her. We pray, God, hallelujah, for that family. We just pray for, continue for sister, Pastor Burton's son-in-law, Apostle Sonny, daughter-in-law. Thank you for her son, his salvation, but thank you for the daughter-in-law. We're believing, God, a report coming back that she's being raised up. But, God, we just bless you for so many. We pray for Mother Mercer that she's back in the stateside. Pray, glory, whatever's going on in her life that you would touch now. Pray for all these, your prayer warriors. We bless you and we honor you. We give glory and honor and praise to you. Thank you for touching all our bodies and praying these praise reports will come back. Glory to Sister Rachel. Glory to God. Anything that has to do with Mother McCormick and her family, we're praying. Glory to God for Mother Willette. Pray for Mother Alexander. Pray for Brother Black. Pray, glory to God, for Sister Brenda, Mother of Evangelist Noel. Pray for Apostle Burton. Pray for Apostle Bird. Pray, glory to God, hallelujah, for Elder Simpson. Wow, we just pray for John and May. We pray, God, for their families and loved ones and the various things that are going on in their lives. You know, but thank God for them being on that post. Help them, strengthen them, encourage them, build them up, help them to have faith like never before. Thank you for the Eagles, God. We pray, glory to God, for the warriors all around the globe. God, that they will stand and be faithful and be obedient, but strengthened and encouraged. And some, glory to God, need of various things. Are they out on the mission field or wherever they are? Even some that are on the street, glory to God, are trying to get the word out. Hallelujah, right here in the United States as well as around the globe. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and ask you to cover us all under the blood. Dispatch your angels. We speak life and glory to God. Cancel the assignment of untimely death, sickness, and disease, confusion, and chaos. The blood of Jesus is against them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing these bodies. And I'm believing, God, hallelujah, for all the prayers that went forth for me too as well, that this thyroid, glory to God, going to shrink up and disintegrate in the name of Jesus. Not going to be no complications or problems with that. And any other testing any of us have going before the Lord, we believe in God that it is well, that God going to turn it around, that he going to get glory as we continue to stand on our post and still hold on to our joy and our peace. Those are weapons along with the other weapons that God's given us, that they are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. We bless you. And every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we bring it down in captivity and obedience to the Spirit of God. Because when challenges come against our bodies, our families, our finances, the enemy comes and he want to whisper and say that, but God, we got to bind that and pull it down and bring it into glory to God, obedience to God's word, and remember what his word says, speaking, decree, and declare that in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. So we take authority over Satan and all his little cohorts and everything that he said and doing and plotting and planning right now in the name of Jesus be eradicated, as well as we bind up these death demons and these spirits of murder and all this other stuff that he's already set up and plotted and planning. And we're doing it right now, God, that those things will be exposed. You reveal, glory to God, the tactics of the enemy, what he's doing, and even spoil some of the things he's trying to do now, whether it's rape or whether it's murder, whether it's trying to break in somebody's house, whether it's a fire, or whether it's flooding or whether global, whatever it may be. God, we are praying even chaos and confusion in families and even the times of grief and all the confusion that enemy does when people come together instead of them being grieved. They're wondering about, can I get this money? Can this, who is all this division in families that even border? We bind you up and loose you from your assignment, send you back to the dry place and pray for those that are grieving and going through or trying to make it through this challenging time. Heal and encourage. Send your ministering angels and go over there healing some of these families. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, and take out this confusion in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you, and we just pray, glory, out for all of our families. So somewhere in all of our families, Hollywood, whether they're the immediate ones or outside in the extended families, there's so much going on. But God, you're still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we can only trust you. We can't take on the burdens of the world, but we have to cast those cares back to you in the name of Jesus. And we bless and honor you. Praise God. Amen. I've already taken up some time waiting for some of you to come on, and some came on late, but nevertheless, we bless the Lord for those that are on. And as I was sharing, we are going to pray tonight, but a few people and stuff like this have had some serious praise reports of some challenges, and we're going to take 2 or 3 minutes just when they get ready to pray to just share that and not to go over that time. Let's honor that space of time for you to pray, and hopefully, glory out, because we've got several people on tonight even for to pray. Let us be considered of whether it's 12, 15 minutes or whatever like this in our prayer time, because if we take up 20 and 30 minutes, we are going to not be able to cover everything. So at this time, praise God, we're going to start with Mother Willette. We're going to have Mother McCormick. I'm going in the order that I see on the line. Praise God. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know if anybody dropped off or not, but anyway, I thought it was more on than I. It is several people on, but more than what I thought was going to already be here. So we're going to start with you all, and I'm trying to scroll and see if I can see any other prayer warriors. Amen. But anyway, we're going to start with those two for right now. Amen. Mother McCormick, Mother Ella, I'm sorry, Mother Willette and Mother McCormick.
Yes, ma'am. You want us to give a little short testimony and then pray, or just the testimony?
Yeah, do that. I'll give you about 3 minutes of that, and then go on into your going into the prayer.
Prayer.
Have time,
yes,
to
ma'am.
Pray.
Praise the Lord. Truly, I give God glory, honor, and praise for just being so good. Praise God. I thank God for loving us and being so merciful. Praise God. I just want to just share a couple of things. Praise God. This most recent thing, my girlfriend called me, and she said she had got recently received 100% disability, and she had a student loan debt, and she had consolidated her student loan debt with some of her daughter's student loan. And she, because she received disability, 100% disability, she got a letter in the mail saying that student loan debt that she had consolidated, which was over $67,000, had been forgiven. So I give God the glory, because God is doing unexpected things. You know, she praised God for the getting the 100% disability, but she didn't expect this. So I thank and praise God for that. Another thing, before I went to Mississippi, I had a funeral to attend, a dear friend who passed away, praise God, and her son had asked me to do the prayer. And I know when that Sunday evening before the funeral was going to be that week, he was telling me he had a horrible, hit somebody else in a truck, and the insurance was going to pay only $25,000. And, of course, the insurance was going to come after him to pay whatever else, which was over like $90-some thousand dollars. And I encouraged him. I said, listen, I don't care whether it's insurance, whether whoever it is, the courts. I said, because he had to go to traffic court, and I said, you trust God. God is bigger than the traffic court. He's over the judge, praise God, and he can deal with the insurance as well. You be trusting God. And on the day of the funeral, praise God, I was interested because the day before the funeral, he had to go to traffic court. And he was so surprised. He said, after the funeral was over, I said, tell me, how did your traffic court go? He says, he said they threw it out. Judge threw it out, praise God. And then a few days ago, he called me. He said, Miss Willie, he said, and he had a friend who told him he knew all about insurance. So when they pay their part, that company, that truck that you hit, they're going to come after you for the rest of that money. And so I said, you believe God over all that. And you know that man called me, and he read the letter where the insurance company had paid the $25,000, and the company that could have went after him for over $90-some thousand, they said, we're going to release you from the rest of this. I said, look, I just shouted on the phone, glory be to God, because I said, look at God. God proves himself over and over. You just got to have faith and trust God. I thank and praise God. She said only 2 or 3 minutes, so I got to hurry up, shut up. I thank and praise God how when I was able to go, first of all, drive to Mississippi and back and accomplish some things that I really wanted to get done at Mother's house, God gave me favor. He blessed me to accomplish it with little to no money at all, praise God. And I just praise God for what he's doing. God is still the I am that I am. Praise God. He's still doing well above what we could ask or think. Praise God. We just got to have enough understanding to just take God at his word and say something about your situation. So that's what I want to share tonight. Father God, in that name that's above every name, I thank you so much that you love us. And you demonstrated your love, praise God, when you sent Jesus, hallelujah, to take our place, because we're the guilty ones. We're the ones who had sinned and fallen short of your glory. But I thank you, Lord God, that you drew us, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, unto you. And you let us have faith enough to believe that Jesus is just who he says that he is the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, and you show us day by day as you give us breath in our bodies. Glory be to God. You give us strength. Hallelujah. We may have a few aches and pains here and there, but God, hallelujah, you are our strength. Glory be to God. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Yes, hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for you. Hallelujah, Lord God. If I had a word of encouragement today, it would be to trust God. Hallelujah. Take you at your word. Glory be to God. Father God, I thank you that you care so much about us, that you don't want any of us to be lost. So we ask you this evening, Heavenly Father, to Lord God, just manifest, hallelujah, your presence, hallelujah. Lord God, speak to those, Lord God, and let them know that, yes, you are who you say you are, and you do what you say, yes, you do. Hallelujah. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to begin to see, hallelujah, and understand from your perspective, Lord God, we need help. Hallelujah, in America. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that when we pray believing, hallelujah, that we receive just as you said in your word, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door be open, seek and you shall find. Whatsoever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, you will give it to us, hallelujah. You said ask and hallelujah, so that your joy be full, praise God. That's why you want to give us those things that we stand in need of. We ask you this evening, Heavenly Father, to have mercy, Lord God, on the weak this evening. We pray for those, Lord God, that cannot do for themselves. And we thank you and pray that you give strength to the caretakers, the health care providers, the medical staff, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, Father God, and we intercede for those that are sick and shut in. And we do pray, Father God, that you give liberty and freedom from sickness and sin, Lord God, from immorality, Father God, from strongholds and addictions. We pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you touch the heart and mind of people everywhere. Let them know that it's time to turn, hallelujah, away from darkness and come to the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Father God, this evening for each every person that's represented on this line. We pray for born-again believers everywhere. We lift up our persecuted Christians, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for putting Apostle Paul in our lives and let him know sometimes you're going to go through some hard things, but because I know Jesus, he is with me, and I'm going to be able to go through it. Hallelujah, and I'm going to get victory because Jesus has already gotten it for me. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you so much. I pray, Father God, hallelujah, for those that are struggling, Lord God, with oppression, depression, and we bind up the demon of deception, the demon of depression and oppression in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus against, Lord God, that murdering spirit, Lord God, the suicidal spirit. We bind up in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, that, Lord God, people will realize, Lord God, that it's time to turn to you in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, for the family of God. We pray for our families, Lord God. Hallelujah, especially those that have not made up in their mind that it's time to bring about a change in their life, and they can't do it without you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray for each representative on this line, Lord God. The prayer warriors lifting up Pastor BJ and touch and agree with all those that she lifted up in prayer for this evening, including herself, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, that you give them divine deliverance, healing, meet their needs according to your riches and glory. You know about every situation. We thank you, Lord God, that you want the very best for us. So we stand in agreement with your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God where you said, Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Don't you let the enemy try to trick you and make you believe that some things are too hard. There is nothing too hard for God. Father, I thank you this evening. I bless you this evening. I praise you, and thank you for the traveling mercies. I know my daughter's already told me that she's left Greece, and she's in Canada getting ready to board the plane to come back to Charlotte, Lord God. And we thank you for the angels being in camp and protecting them as they travel back this way. Thank you for safe travels to my son that's coming back from Texas and his family. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for all those, Lord God, and we pray for traveling mercies. We pray, Father God, most of all, that we seek ye first your kingdom and your righteousness. And, Lord God, we pray for your divine direction in the name of Jesus. And help us, Lord God. Well, just help me with my tongue. And don't let me, Lord God, help me to think, hallelujah, to be quick to hear and slow to speak, because the tongue can come out his mouth and say some things that ought not to be. You said in your word in James, praise God, blessings and cursing ought not come out the same mouth. We need to make up our mind and need to learn how to be kind one to another. Have a mind like Christ. God, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. Bless your people on tonight. You know what they stand in need of much better than I do. Help us all. We love you so much. Thank you, Father, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for Pastor Hover and Minister Willette. And my testimony is right now just on when they were, I couldn't see that good, and God made a way for me to be able to see without my glasses. So that is a blessing right by itself. Even though I have to put my glasses on to read at times, but I thank God that by me having those two surgeries that I had to get the cataract off my eyes, that I can see better than what I used to. So that's a blessing right by itself. And then I thank God for another blessing that I had with my throat, where I knew there was something wrong with my throat. I kept feeling like I was choking. And then my daughter kept saying I was eating too fast, but I knew there was something wrong with my throat. And so I thank God that I went that God put it in my heart to go to the doctor. And I went to the doctor and I got that checked out. And I can eat better. I'm not afraid to eat now. And I can chew my food up barely and not afraid to swallow my pill and stuff because I was just like, which the word of God tells us not to be in fear, but I tell you, I was almost like scary in a way when I would get ready to take my medication and stuff. But even though I had the stuff to crush it up and stuff, but I thank God for that. And I also thank God for my daughter with her kitten. I thank God for that, for 5 years waiting on a kitten. I thank God for how he blessed her with a kitten, how she's doing, improving. She had a little, the day she kind of had a little rough day, a little bit kind of down a little bit, but I just pray for her strength a little bit. I didn't get into all of that, what was going on with her. I didn't go over there tonight, and I think that was a little bit of it because I didn't go over tonight. So I just y'all just pray for her. Thank God for her kitten. I thank God for my granddaughter, for when she was going through all the situations, things that she was going through, how she kept passing out, kept having those passing out spells, and how she had to go to the hospital for a whole week and stuff. And then thank God for how the Lord dealt with her on that one night, one day when she was at home, how he dealt with her. And ever since that happened, she's been doing better. So I just thank God for the Spirit of God, that how he have touched my family in so many different ways. I just give glory and honor to him for how he have touched my family. And so I'm just going to pray now. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come before you on tonight. I come giving glory and honor to you, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for being that God that sits high, that God that sees, that God that knows all things. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because I realize, Father God, if it hadn't been for you, Lord, on tonight, I don't know where I'd be, but because of your grace and your mercy that you have given me another chance to call on your name, I thank you, Heavenly Father God, for how you have put food on my table and how you have given me clothes to wear. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the rain and the sunshine. I thank you for that water that you give us, Lord God, to drink and to bathe in. And I thank you, Lord, and I pray for this water because I was listening at something they were saying about something was going on with the water in the fountain. And so, God, I that's why I keep praying about the water, because we need water. We need that water to drink. We need that water to bathe in, and we need water in so many different occasions. So, God, I pray for the water right now. I even pray, Lord God, how they were showing the water at the beach, how the water had turned another color, how the water at Myrtle Beach had turned another color. It was so light you could see through it, and it was just like you was on an island. The water was so clear. And I just pray for that situation. Then how there was an alligator had come out of the water at Merlin Beach. And I say, Lord, I pray, Lord God, for people, Lord, that when they go into these places, Lord God, and go into this water, that they'll be alert, and especially as themselves and as little babies and little kids are going into water, God, that they will be so particularly careful about at the beach. This year, Lord God, because so many sharks and so many alligators and stuff are going, you know, out there in that water. So, God, I pray for that situation right now. I pray, Lord God, for the young people, Lord God. I pray for families that have young girls and young boys, and how sometimes they may have want to go and spend nights with their friends or whatever, and sometimes it may be okay that they do that, but then sometimes it's not okay because there was this young girl when she went and spent the night and she got shot, and so God, I pray, God, for the family tonight. I pray for the bereavement on tonight, God, that you will just touch their hearts and let them know, Heavenly Father God, that you are right there beside them, and you are able, Lord God, to keep them and take them through that bereavement, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because so many, Lord God, have lost their loved ones down through the years, you know, so many are in school and in the movies and at the mall and so many at the church, so many different things where even where buildings have fell down, even where planes have went through and so many things and where the building have collapsed and all this kind of stuff. You know, you and even in the COVID, when the COVID was going on, there's so many people have lost their loved ones. And I know sometimes they probably still, it runs across their mind because they have lost their loved ones, God. And God, I pray for their minds. I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that's sick in their body. I pray that you go with those that's in hospitals, Lord God, and those that's in the prison camp, Lord God. I ask you to touch them all, God. I pray, Lord God, for the older ones, Lord, that's in the nursing home, God. I ask you to go through, Lord God, and touch them, Lord, and raise them up, Lord God. Like I always say, God, touch them and breathe on them, Lord God. Breathe your anointing on them, God, that they'll be able, Lord, to come out of that situation, Father. I pray, Lord God, for Pastor, a daughter-in-law. I pray, Lord God, for her, God, that she will soon, Lord God, come out of that situation that she's in, Lord God, and be able to come out and be able to tell her testimony like never before. And God, I even pray for her husband. Thank God for him that he gave his life to the Lord. So I just pray, Lord God, for them right now in your name, Jesus. I ask you to look down on all the prayer warriors on the line of tonight, one by one and name by name. Pastor Hub, I'm not going to call a prophet. I'm not going to call everybody's name out tonight. But, God, I know that you know the heart of each and every one of us. You know the family of all us that be on the prayer line that's on here for all these years that we've been on praying for other ones, Lord God. And God, I just thank you, Lord, because your word is right by itself. And you told us, Lord God, in your word in Matthew 6 and 33, you said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So as we continue to seek you, Lord, and we just don't get on the line just seeking you for ourselves, but we come seeking for other ones because we concerned about other people. Our love goes out for other people on the line and all in different places, Lord God. Our love reaches out to them that God will touch their hearts and God will let them know that there is a better life. There is a better way of living that we don't have to live that same old life because the word of God said in Psalms 118:24, he said, this is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So he has given us day by day and he has given us different chances and different times to, you know, to get it right. You know, if you didn't get it right on yesterday and if you're still living today, you can yet get it right. So he has given us these different times to get it right. So I thank God because he tells us to lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help. And we know that all our help comes from you on tonight. And so, God, like my sister was saying a while ago in Mark 9:23, it said, and Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So if we could just believe that God is doing a work in our life and he's working out situations, if we could just hold on and trust him and let us know that the word of God said in Proverbs 3:5-6 said, trust in the Lord. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. But in all your ways acknowledge him, and he would direct your path. So, you know, we could just get into that word and just believe what the word said and stand on the word of God and let God do the rest and just let him do it. He'll come and he'll work it out for us. And I praise God on tonight for all that he's doing. I pray, Lord God, for all these things that's going with the people are shooting and different things where they there was this place where they had these cars going around and around in this parking lot and doing this all kind of crazy mess that's going on in the world today, and realize that we are living in the last days, and we are it's a mind thing that people just let those thoughts, they just let thoughts come in their mind and just don't even know if you're not saved. I reckon not. You don't know what to do with the thoughts. You just do whatever you feel to do. But if we're saved, that makes a difference, because if you say then when them thoughts in your mind, and if you know what the Word of God said and the Bible said, the Bible also tells us when those thoughts come in our mind, he said to cast down those imaginations in those high places. And so God, I just thank you on tonight, God, for your Word. I may have not said every bit of that scripture, but I just thank God for that Word, because he said, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we know there's some strongholds that try to connect to us and try to hinder us. And so we have to realize that God is our the author and the finish of our faith, that he are the one that's going to help us to stand and go through in these last and evil days. So we just bind every foul demon, everything that's not like God on tonight. We just bind it up, and we just send it back to the pits of hell where it comes from, because we know that the Word of God tells us when two or three touch and agree that he would be in the midst of us. So we know that there are more than two or three on the line tonight, so we can turn down the stronghold of the enemy on tonight. So, God, we just thank you, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. And we yet, Lord, continue, Lord God, to ask you, Lord God, to give us that more strength to hold on and to come and to keep looking to you, Lord God, and because if it had not, like I said, if it had not been for you, Father, we don't know where we'll be on tonight, but we pray for the world as a whole. We pray for the president of the United States, the law enforcement. We pray for vice president. We pray for people everywhere, Lord God. We can't call everybody name out, but everybody needs God. Everybody need the Lord on these days and time. We all need Jesus in our life, and we cannot make it down here without the Lord. And we may walk around here think we can, but we can't. If you ain't got Jesus in your life, you ain't got nothing. So I just praise God for all that he's doing and what he's going to do, because I realize the Word of God tells me that in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. And we are living in a time of need. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I love you. I appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. We're going to have now our sister, Minister Brenda, and Pastor Bert, Pastor Sims. What we're doing is taking 3 minutes to give some testimony, because the people that went through some things this past month and in this month right here that we're asking the Lord to bless, and even a few things may have already taken place prior to, but just a powerful anointing to fall on a couple of testimonies for 3 minutes. After that, you pray. So we want everybody to kind of stay in that kind of window so that way we can still have the prayer going on. God just impressed that upon my spirit the other day. So you that came in late, we're just letting you know that's what we're asking now. So you do 3 minutes, 7:58. So 3 minutes of prayer and go directly right in. 3 minutes of your testimony directly into your prayer. Amen. So now we'll have Evangelist Brenda, and after that, Mother Pastor Sims, and then we'll hear from also Sister Rachel after that. Then we'll go into taking our testimony. Some of our other sisters are out tonight. Pastor Bird is at the hospital with her sister that, like we said earlier, broke the hip. I mean, cracked in the pelvis, but thank God it is not. She'll have home rehabilitation, but Mother Alexander will be out tonight. She may be on a little bit later, but it's a possibility she may not. But other than that, after we have not listening, they come on, and Brother Black, I'm not sure. But after these two, if the other two ladies and Brother hadn't come on, we're going into our prayer request. Praise God. So at this time, receive Sister Brenda, Mother Pastor Sims, and then we'll have Sister Rachel. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, my testimony is for the past month is I thank and praise God for how he kept me and how he is continuing to keep me. For the past month, I thank God because I have strayed away from walking and being obedient to the things that God has called me. But I thank God for giving me another chance. And I thank God for showing me. And I thank God for letting me know who I am in Christ and stop trying to be somebody else that others say that I am. And I thank God for letting me know that how much he loved me and how much I need to love myself and forgive myself. A lot of times, you know, you say that you have forgiven people, but you only say it with your mouth, and it's still embedded down inside of you. So it has to come from the heart, and then you have to let God, you know, help you to really forgive. So I had to learn how to really forgive myself. So I thank God for how he's teaching me now to walk in forgiveness, not to walk in unforgiveness, but to walk in love and even love my enemies, even the ones that come against me. So I thank God for his grace and mercy. So in other words, right now I lifting up everyone on the prayer line that God continue to keep them, and God keep them covered under the blood of his son, Christ Jesus. And I uplift my children and my grandchildren and all the prayer warriors, children and grandchildren. I'm praying that God continue to touch them and renew their mind and give them a heart of compassion to draw nigh to him and the things pertaining to his kingdom. Because God said in his word, as our household shall be saved, our children shall be saved, our seed shall be saved. So we believe in God for their salvation in the name of Jesus. And I pray that God continue to touch each and everyone in the prison wall all over the world, even the ones that want to commit suicide. I ask God to give them a heart of compassion and renew their mind and give them a mind of Christ and let them draw nigh to him and know who they are in Christ and know that Christ loves them regardless of what the situation is. And I ask God to continue to bless my enemies and can keep them covered under the blood of the Son Christ Jesus, and to bless each and everyone in the fivefold ministry. Continue to keep Apostle Burton under the blood of Christ Jesus and her household, and also Pastor Hubbard and her household and the ministry. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hopefully you didn't think that I said 3 minutes for your prayer. It was just 3 minutes for the testimony. Are you finished with your prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then we bless God. If you're finished with and Jesus is finished, that's fine. Praise the Lord. Okay, then, Pastor.
Okay, it's my turn. Sam. Yes, ma'am?
Yes, Pastor Sam.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to have my most recent testimony. I think I mentioned it to you. I don't know whether the other people, but I had a friend who lost her husband, and we had been in school together, and we've known each other for 58 years. We've been back and forth, in and out of each other's lives, and she's just a true friend, a God-fearing Christian woman. She's been on the line. It's Wilhelmina King and John King. We've been praying for him for a long time, but he lost to battle and went on home to be with the Lord. And I was trying to get to Ridgeville, South Carolina. That's where they live. It's about an hour and 45 minutes or so from here. And I don't drive those distances anymore. And they had my glasses in the shop. And I didn't even have the glasses, and I have an A on my license. In other words, I'm supposed to drive with my glasses on. If I'm caught, they can charge me for not having my glasses on. And I was just praying and praying. Everybody is busy. Nobody had time to take me, and I was just praying and praying. Lord, let me be able to get to Ridgeville to my friend. She was the maid of honor at my wedding, and I was the matron of honor at her wedding. And I just felt like I just needed to be there. We met our husbands in the same place. We went to school in Denmark, South Carolina, and everything. And I was just really bent out of shape and worried. And when I just decided I would turn it over, and I said, God, if you want me there, just make it plain and send somebody that will take me. And I have a surrogate daughter. Her name is Cookie. And I asked Cookie, and Cookie made arrangements. She took me down on Tuesday, and she came back for me last night. And I just said, God is just so amazing. When you worrying and fretting over something, he's already fixed it, worked it out. He knows all about it. And he just allowed me to go down there, and I had have some different issues. Well, the issues disappeared. She lives in a tri-level house, and I was up and down those steps with ease, being careful, but they really steep. And I was up and down those steps from my bedroom back down to the den and all. And God he just did an awesome job. I even was really hungry. And the only chicken they had, only meat they had, was Bojangles chicken. And Bojangles chicken upsets my stomach seriously. And I ate the Bojangles chicken because that's all it was, and it did not bother me. Now, God is amazing. He is awesome. I slept like a baby, and I hadn't been out to go anywhere in over 4 years and spend the night or something. I slept like a baby. My stomach stayed in order. God just blessed. And I just give him praise and thanks for that. Not nothing, everything just went very smooth. And I just thank him because he's so amazing. And he can work it out. Whoever's on this line that might need to know you're going through some issues. If you surrender to him, as Proverbs 3:5-6 says, and you let him and you believe, he'll work it out. I got on the line late tonight because I was ministering to a friend who came, and she's really upset, crying, contemplating a divorce, and don't know what to do and asking questions. No, if you're a Christian and you believe God is able to fix it, then you have to go to God and let God lead you and guide you. But I find a lot of people just don't know his voice. And they say they're Christians, but they don't know his voice. But in some things, can't nobody help you out. And I've been in them. Can't nobody help but the Lord Jesus. And I just give him honor, glory, and praise for all of his mighty works. But that's just one I wanted to share with you, how I was just under the shadow of his wing and the protection of his care. Angels just watched over us up and down those dangerous and busy highways, and I was so glad to be able to bring comfort to my friend of 58 years and to let her know that she was very important to me and so much important to God that he would allow me to come and minister. But even the days after everything had slowed down, we were still there talking and reminiscing and everything, taking her mind off of the loss of her husband of 54 years. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for all of the good, powerful, and mighty works that you've done in my life and in the lives of those around me. I thank you for Pastor BJ and this prayer line. I thank you for every participant that comes on week after week. I thank you for every listener. I thank you for all of the encouragement that we get from the prophets, and from other people, Lord, that if you believe and you have faith and you hold on to the word, God will come through for you. He is a way maker. He's a promise keeper. He's a heavy load sharer, and he's a burden bearer. And I added my own little spin to it. He's a lifter up out of it. He will lift you up out of your despair, your grief, whatever it is that you need him to do. That's what he is. I am what you need. I am all you need. If you keep the faith, Lord, he will supply and provide for you. And then you'll be able to spread the word and talk about the love of Jesus. And I ask him every day to help me to love like he does. You know, that unconditional love. And like I said, I don't have that straight yet. I'm working on it, but I don't have that straight yet. If you do something to me that I don't like, well, I don't like it and I don't pretend to like it. But if we get in the practice of putting a 10 on everybody's head until they show you different. God didn't tell you just to act like a monkey and act like you don't know nothing. You don't even know when people are taking advantage of mistreating you. He's not talking about that. He's talking about love, that kind of love that he shows us that we should show to others. And so I just thank him for his mighty, powerful work. I thank him for working in my life. I thank him for helping me to get to go to Ridgeville, South Carolina, to be with my friend during this trying time for her and her daughter and grandchildren. And I thank all of you that prayed for me all of this time. I thank you for praying for my brother. He's doing pretty well this week and last week. And we just thank you for all of your good and precious gifts that you give when you remember us in prayer. So, Father, I thank you. I love you. I give you praise and I give you glory, and I pray for the elderly all over the land and country that somebody would come to aid them, to see about them, lonely people, sick people, people that don't know you, Lord God, the communication between the generations, Lord. I ask that you work on that, Father, that we would understand each other and be able to be a help to one another. So, Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we lift your name on high because you are the God of all flesh. That's what the word says. And we ask that you bless mankind everywhere, Lord, as far as humanity trod the soil, Lord, that you bless. Keep us strong, Father, on this line, that we'll be witnesses to other people, that we'll be able to be a help, not just to tell our story, but help other people have a story to tell. We love you. We praise you. We give you honor and we give you glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I do pray and lift your name on high. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Sister Thank Rachel, you. Your 3 minutes for prayer, for testimony, and then your prayer.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Let me catch my breath. Thank God for what he's doing, what he's doing today for the handicapped child. I've been in court all day with this handicapped child. The mother has fighting her child's right to get him the education that he needs, and they just pass him on without a coach to see what else he needed, and they're not following the guidelines for handicapped children. They're just as special as anybody else. And I told God, I said, Lord, reveal everything. So God began to uncover some things today. And I told God, thank you. I thanked them for being able to be there praying, interceding for the mother and the child. And we got to go back Thursday for the conclusion. But for today, y'all, God uncovered that they've been putting these children out of school, just giving them a diploma, and they didn't get it. They don't got it, and they don't got nothing to do. that's not there, because they are capable of doing something. You're not giving them a chance. See, I was one of the ones that they said that could never have a high school diploma. Today, Jesus and I have a high school diploma because I was determined to prove them wrong. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. See, everything the devil told me that I could not do, I said, in Jesus, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened me. So I went back to school, to the ABA classes. Jesus and I passed. I marched the class ahead of me in. I was a top marshal. I had the top grade. That's how good God is. When people lower you down, but if God is for you, can be against you. He said, no one. I tell you, he did it. He did it. And he's doing it again. I see him doing it again. And I have two grandchildren that they've done the same way, but God's going to reveal some things. He's going to uncover some things. There's a lot of things being uncovered, y'all, in this season. Don't be surprised, because God is, he's tired. He's tired of people lying and doing undercover work. He's tired of that. I thank God for my health. I thank God for my good report on Wednesday. I ain't looking up but for good, huh? Woo, because he said, I am behold. I believe in the report of the Lord. God, I thank you. I thank you for being able to wake up this morning, closed in my right mind, able to use of my limb. God, I thank you. Able to hear your voice. God, I thank you. With a praise on my lips. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to go in every crooked place and make it straight, Father, because we know that you are that you are. Huh? You're the Alpha Omega, you're the beginning, and you are the end. Huh? God, you have the final say so in everything, God. Huh? Oh, God, we thank you today for we knowing who you are and whose we belong to, God. We belong to you, Jesus. We're your best, God. Huh? Oh, Father God, use us to the utmost, God. Oh, God, we just want to tell you thank you. All I can do, I hear thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel him moving. I don't know about nobody else, but I see God moving. I see God moving in different places and moving things and turning things around for people good. When they think it's not going to turn out, oh, yes, it is. If you just hold to your faith, don't let nothing shake your faith, because it's impossible to please God without faith, y'all. Just hold on a little while longer. The word says after we suffer a little while, good God of mine. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know joy is going to come. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, because you said so in your word, and you're true to your word, Father. God, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for dying on the cross for us, for every sickness and every infirmity, God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy, God. Oh, God, you're worthy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for how you just wake me up in the midnight hour, God. And you have me praying, God. I don't even know who I'm praying for. I just start praying whatever God gives me to say. Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you for delivering the sick, the oppressed, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you for delivering the one that want to commit suicide, God. Lord, I thank you for stopping the one that want to go shoot somebody, God. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for giving change of mind, God. Lord, fix their heart, God. Broken families, God. I ask you to go in, Lord. Fix them, Lord. Fix their heart, Lord. Because their heart is not right, God. Oh, Father God, and we trust you and love you, God. We'll love everybody, God. There's no malice in the heart, God. You said only the pure in heart shall see you, God. Lord, I want to see you, Jesus. Therefore, I have no malice in the heart, God. I love them in the heart. I love my enemies. I pray for my enemies. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. pour out your fresh anointing, God. Economy, son of a Boshi. Don't let nothing of a Boshi slip upon us, Jesus. Yay, God. Ababoshi. Economy, sharpen our ears, gates, God. Who I discern it, Lord. Huh? Yay, God, that we can hear everything that you're saying in this season. Huh? Yes, Lord. Huh? Lord, we don't want to be left behind, God. Huh? Woo, God, we just want to do what you say, do, Father. God, I thank you, God. Huh? Lord, I thank you for this time, God. I thank you for being able to pray, God, in spite of God, huh? In spite of me being tired, God. God, I thank you because I never get tired of praying. Huh? I never get tired of you, Jesus, because huh? I keep calling on you, Lord, because huh? I know where my help coming from, Lord. Huh? All my help coming from you, Jesus. Huh? You made heaven and earth, God. Huh? You made these bodies, God, huh? And you're able to reinstate. Huh? Woo, good God Almighty. Yes, he is. Huh? Yes, he is. He's able, y'all. Huh? I know he's able. Huh? Oh, glory to God. Huh? He's proved himself over and over to now. If he can heal 7 heart blockages, if he can heal a stroke, come up with one of the doctor's eyes, what else he cannot do? If he can deliver children, doctor had it. But you got to want God, huh? More than you want that sin. Huh? You got to love God. Hi, yes, I hear you, Holy Ghost. More than you love sin. How about she can be out there? He will deliver you. Hi, yes, I can be out there. Yay, God, thank you, huh? Thank you, Holy Spirit. God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing, God. I thank you for Pastor BJ, God. God, I thank you for the healing of our body, God. Lord, keep a hold, God, because we need soldiers like her, Lord, and the rest of the prayer warriors, God. We need warriors like them, God. We need them that's praying and interceding for one another, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, God, keep them whole, God. Keep them healed, God. Keep them going, God. Keep them witnessing, God. Keep them, Lord. Lord, I thank you for doing it, God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. Praise him. Hallelujah. Prophetess, you'll be the last one if you decide to have 2 or 3 minutes for anything that happened in this past month of June and July. Praise God, even today. Bless the Lord. We give him 3 minutes, and then we'll have that person to pray, and you continue to pray after the 3 minutes. So if you desire to, you can. If not, then we'll move on to prayer requests.
Thank you, sir.
Praise God. I just want to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I won't be able to pray for the 3 minutes if this traffic is crazy right now. Almost got hit already, so I thank and praise God for
you. Take a light.
How he's kept us and protected us constantly. And I'm praying for the people, praying for, oh, Lord, Traveling Mercies. I'm sorry, y'all. Praying for Traveling Mercies as we continue to be on the road, even for the young little baby that just got shot in the crossfire with people shooting across the freeway in the name of Jesus. He was an innocent bystander in this car and got hit, the little 8-year-old. I'm not sure of his issue right now, but Lord God, I pray God for healing and deliverance. I pray, Lord God, that he was able to live through it in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for legislation, God, to take place, God, to, as they've been saying for years, to make things easier or better, Lord God, for people to be able to drive on the highway and not have to worry about being getting shot at. And then for those of God that are committing these crimes, that, Father God, that they will be caught in the name of Jesus, and, God, that there will be a deterrent in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I pray, God, for all of us, God, that are traveling on the roads now. I pray, God, even as we're dealing with this heat and maybe aggravation for the day, but, Lord God, we all want to get home safely. I pray, God, that you help each and every one of us to make it in safely in the name of Jesus. Pray, Lord God, for the people, God, who was in the car crashes earlier today. I pray, Lord God, for healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for everyone, God, that's on this road right now. God, that they come to know you and a pardon of their sins, God. I pray, God, for salvation. So, Lord God, none of us, God, know the day nor the hour. But, Lord God, we pray, God, for salvation, God, that we come to know you in the name of Jesus, to be who you have called us to be, to live, God, who you, the way that you have called us to live in the name, called for us to live in the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray, Lord God, for these
in your name, Jesus.
Weaving in these roads in the name of Jesus. Lord God, help them, God, to understand.
I'm
God,
the devil.
Even as they're trying to get in, God, to get home, Lord God, so is the rest of us, God. Find courage, actions. Help us, Lord God, to be alert and aware, God, of each other. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for the new drivers on the road right now, Lord God, for those, God, that are even wanting to get their permits and their licenses, Father God. Lord God, help them, Lord God, if they don't get on the road trying to show out or getting too anxious, Lord God, but, Lord God, that they be patient, but not also anxious as in being too slow or having anxiety. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying, Lord God, for my own babies in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you keep and protect them, Lord God, as they're having, Lord God, to learn to be on the road and how to travel. I pray, Lord God, for traveling mercies, God, angels being kept around them constantly in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for you, God, to bless those that's around them, God, that they will not cause distractions in the name of Jesus. And, God, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. I pray, God, for my husband, Lord God, for him to get back home safely, God, with no complications, issues, or problems. I pray, Lord God, for those who are traveling right now. Lord God, they're on the, not just on the highway, but, Lord God, those that are even flying, God, back and forth in the name of Jesus, God. Those, that God, that have gone through with such horrible turbulence, Lord God, the flight attendants who had their legs broken in the name of Jesus. Those, God, that fell that 3,000 feet, Lord God, in the air. I pray, Lord God, that you keep and protect each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. Bless our pilots, our crewmen, Lord God, everyone, God, that works on the planes, God, in the name of Jesus, on every aspect. Lord God, help them, God, to do their job. Don't cut corners, even for the corporations, God, to do what they're supposed to do and not cutting corners in any way, form, or fashion in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, Lord God, even as they're saying, God, that we may end up incurring wildfires at this time, Lord God, because of the heat. I pray, Lord God, that we will not have to endure that in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for coolness. I pray, Lord God, for fresh rain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever, God, that you have to do in the atmosphere, God, you said that we can speak to the mountain and the mountain shall be moved. So, Lord God, I'm speaking, Lord God, even to the weather pattern right now in the name of Jesus. I understand what science and what man is saying, but, Lord God, I'm praying, God, that you will change it in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, we will be able to all be safe and secure in the name of Jesus, and that's something that we don't have to worry or be concerned about in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to bless each and every one, God, that's on the prayer line, God, for their traveling mercies, their family, their family members and loved ones in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for even as the other one's praying for her friend, Lord God, that had lost her husband. I pray, God, for comfort in the name of Jesus, and praying, God, for just, Lord God, you know everything that's on my mind that I can't pray right now, but I pray, God, that you bless and keep each and every one in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all.
You did wonderful. God bless in the prayers and the part of the testimony of what was going on the road. Father, we do bless you and honor you. We pray, God, that you continue to bless Prophetess Adum as she traveled on the road. Thank God for her willing to submit herself in seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, doing her part while you cover under the blood and dispatch your angels, and whom God bless, no man can curse, and the angels be encamped. And we plead the blood of Jesus that her life is hid in the Lord, as well as our lives are, and no enemy can come, glory to God, to take us out, glory, until our work is finished. So we bind up any deaf demons, right now, stalking demons and all of that, and pray, glory to God, against anything that try to come down her dwelling, as we pray, glory, 91 song over her, and as all over those that's on the prayer line. We thank you tonight as well. And God, we bless you for even those testimonies. Mine can be given at another time. Right now, we're going to pray and bless the Lord. Glory to God. I thank God for so much that he's done all this week. Glory to God. You're supposed to be obedient. All right. Thank God. Glory to God for this week. Real quick, I'm doing mine in 2 to 3 minutes, too. Mm-hmm. Thank God for even that I was waiting for this power chair to get done. It was out of commission for a while. It was a little challenge with some of the other things I had to do and move around, and the challenge this week with the body. But God is so awesome and phenomenal. And on Friday, a week ago, my spiritual daughter, common leader's friend, Athena, and they said, I want to take you out, Mother, for your birthday. So we set it up for Longhorn, but because I had to get this chair repaired and also some other things that were going on, she decided to bring a Longhorn
lunch to me. So that was a blessing. In the meantime, the chair was a no, if nothing that day, ran at each other. But everything, glory to God, that was needed. Thank God for Carmelita that I have a walker, but she bought a upright one. Thank God for her blessing, even the money that she's put out to do that. Thank God for my daughter, Alicia, looking out for me and send something over to God in mom's pocket to help. Glory to God with me for some things. And God just blessed this. Been a blessed and productive week in this last week, and then even some of the things he was doing. Thank God my mama grand report came back in, those be 3 days, but it came back in 2 days, and that was cleared, so no problem with that. So we got another test coming up, but as I already spoken, I ask for you all to pray this thing about this thyroid stuff is popping back up, that this other doctor wants something checked, and then also to go through ENT. But we always speaking, like Pastor, I've been speaking, and Pastor Bird, Bernie always speaking. I know you all are in agreement to that. It is well, but we believe in God. Sometimes we're looking for things to be done right then. And even after time, space, even if we're waiting for a while, we just believe in God that it be done. But in the meantime, it'd be wonderful if it does be very, very soon. A long glory to God. With a couple other things that we're standing on God's word for, but he is so faithful. I can't help but love him and appreciate him and glorify him every day, every morning, night. I still give him praise, even sometimes when the pain seems just overwhelming. But God is still who he say is, and he don't have a respect of person. So whatever that season is, just like Paul was in a natural prison, locked down, but the word was not locked down in him. It still was free to flow and move, and it's penetrating our hearts even today. So we, whatever situation, we got to learn, as he said, be content whatever state we're in. Maybe some challenges in it, but we're still going to keep looking to the hills, which cometh our help, and our help cometh from the Lord. So I got a convicted there, because I know another time we were having something because I was last. I said, well, I put it off another time, I'll do it, but it didn't come about. So I got convicted. I did my part, and we said the testimonies is done. And now we're going to go ahead and have our prayer time as we give God, our prayer requests. And as we said already, we're praying for Sister Bird's her sister 82 fractured, glory to God, on the hip and the pelvic. But thank God it was just a fracture, even though that still is serious. Like they said, with her bones for that age, but the God that we serve is greater, and thank God that it was not broken. That's what the doctors are saying as well. So Pastor Bird is down there right now, and Mother Alexander had another engagement. She said she might try to come on tonight, but even if she had to be out tonight, we bless God for blessing her. And that's common. Alicia just already covered that prayer already, too, again, with Mother Pastor Sims. A friend of 58 years, husband of 54 years in marriage. So she's covered that already. So anybody else, and of course we're going to continue to keep Neil as a new believer, encouraged and built up. Sent him a long text the other day. I think it was Sunday, I believe. But in the meantime, Pastor Bird has been talking to him a couple times. So y'all keep him lifted up too as well. And his wife, I haven't talked to Pastor, either Elder Johnny May or Sister Nola, found out what the update is in the last couple of days of how his wife is progressing. So in the meantime, anyone else that have a prayer request, we want to take those prayer requests now. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm asking y'all to do that. There's a couple of people still yet. Their line was not open. Thank God again for Rachel. Laura. Laura, you have a report, anything that the Lord has blessed in your last week? Last testing or report that you have that you want to share, or you want to wait? That's up to you.
Oh, she's on
the phone. I was praying for you tonight, Mother Arthur.
Oh, Lord, do I put my trust in thee? Oh, Lord, do I put my trust. Praise God, praise God. This is altar. Thank you. Thank you. I asked you to pray for me. I went home to Kenya. I am back safely because of the trust you put in God when you pray. Thank you. Thank you. And greetings from my uncle. Many greetings, warm greetings. Saying thank you for your prayers, cancer free now. He says thank you.
Praise
you
God.
You are angel.
He really cried and say, I tell you, his tears are blessings. Thank you. My sickness with me, I'm getting better. Continue praying for me. I can now walk, but I still have some little pain, but I can walk. Thank you, angels of God. Put your trust in Jesus' name. Put your trust. When you pray, he understands it. He sees inside of you. Thank you, and be blessed.
Praise God. We have been continuing praying for you even while you were gone. It's wonderful to hear and have your name lifted up earlier. Pray, thank God and so forth like that to your home safely. And wonderful greetings. We praise God. Thank God for your uncle. We receive that too as well. It's wonderful to hear your voice that all is well. And we continue to pray God's blessing. And thank God that your leg is doing, your body is doing better. But we are praying complete glory to God, relief from all of that. We bless God for you. So wonderful hearing your voice in Jesus' name. Amen. God is awesome. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Sister Laura, you had something you need to say or you want to wait?
Yes, ma'am. Hello, everybody. I thank y'all for praying for me. I had an MRI done and a CT scan. And all both tests came out good. So thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise the Lord to God be glory. Anyone else? Okay, praise the Lord. That's the last.
Praise the Lord. I was trying to, my phone, I couldn't get my phone to open up for me. Yeah,
okay.
I was trying to, what I want to say is continue to pray for Catherine. She had to go to the doctor today, and they said that she had to go and have, on August the 2nd, she had to go and have a CT test. I guess it's what it is, CT test. And she got to have that dye put in her arm, in her vein, because they say they don't know if it was kidney stone or not. They don't know what it was. They just want to look at all her organs and see what's going on in her body.
Okay.
Continue to pray for her and continue to pray for Teresa that she'll continue to get more stronger. Sometimes she has a little crying spells and stuff, but continue to pray for her too. Thank God for all y'all praying for my daughter.
All right, then. Praise God. Well, Catherine, I'm for Teresa, too, for prayer. Okay, praise the Lord. Well, we're going to, praise God, ask Mother, we'll let you go ahead and pray for Catherine and about the, we believe in God, even though they suspect that it might be kidney stone, but to get the real vertical, really what's going on, and we believe in God for divine healing that it will be revealed, and also for you to pray for Mother Ulster, even though it was a blessing that her body is feeling better, but we're going to pray complete healing for her, and also I think that's it. Who else had that CT scan? That was good. Everything else on this right here is good so far, so those are two prayer requests. We already prayed already for the fracture for Bird and also for Mother Alexander for her continued encouragement and blessing. I'll speak blessings over that too as well, because all I know is that she has another appointment for tonight. So those two prayer requests, you and Mother Willett, pray and cover that about the...
Yes,
the and then you can just pray for Mother Ursa. For her body to touch it.
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we just, first of all, thank you and acknowledge that you are the living God, and you know about every situation that a person faced because you created them. You, Lord God, you are with them along this journey called life. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us and you want us well, you want us whole. So we pray in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you see what's going on in Catherine's body. Sometimes the doctors don't know everything except you expose and give them knowledge, Father, of what's going on. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you expose what's causing Catherine's pain. And we know kidney stones are very painful. So we ask you, Lord God, if there's a kidney stone, Lord God, a tiny one so small that it's difficult to see, we pray that you reveal it in the name of Jesus. If she must need have a CAT scan or and they have to put some dye or they call it to be able to see inside of her body, we pray that that fluid that they put in there will not cause her any turmoil or any trouble or complication in Christ Jesus' name. But we pray, God, that if it is a kidney stone, we pray that you will cause it to dissolve and be flushed through the urethra tube in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, oh, Father God, yes, hallelujah, and I pray that it is your divine will that even before August the 2nd, Lord God, that you will deal with whatever it is that's causing her pain in her body, expose it, and we pray for your divine healing power. You said, ask, hallelujah, and we shall receive. So we pray to you, Father, in that name that's above every name. We're asking you for divine healing for Catherine in Christ Jesus' name. And then we pray for her sister, Teresa. God, you know she's just gone through a kidney transplant, and now she's on medications to help make sure there's no rejection of the kidney. We pray you, hallelujah, cause her, Lord God, to be made stronger and stronger each day. Now, Lord God, give us wisdom and exactly how we should pray regarding this situation. Lord God, we pray that you give her the joy, just flood her with the joy of the Lord, with your presence, your love. Lord God, fill her with the fullness of your presence that she may know there's no need to hold your head down. You've done a mighty thing in allowing her to go through that transplant. I know you can do anything, and I give you glory. You work, Lord God, and a lot of times you'll use human beings. You don't have to. We don't have to take any part except for the pray and have faith. But, God, we pray for Teresa. We pray that you will strengthen her, Lord God, day by day. We pray, oh, God, and we bind up any type of negative spirit of depression or oppression that's trying to keep her down, the blood of Jesus against this, Lord God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you flood her with the joy of God in Christ Jesus' name. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I just pray that you cover Sister McCormick's entire family, and thank you for what you've already done for her throat, Lord. We lift up Sister Elsa. Thank you, Lord God, that she is a woman of faith. Glory be to God. Thank you that when people pray, she's trusting you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we pray Sister Elsa will realize that the prayers that she prayed are mighty, Lord God, just as mighty as anybody else. So when she prayed believing and looking for what you're going to do, you're going to show who you are every time. We pray that you will strengthen her the more and more, God, and we pray that that excess pain that she have right now when she tries to walk, we pray that you bring about divine deliverance. God, we lift up all of your people tonight, and we thank you for what you're already doing. Lord God, we're trusting you for our life, and we thank you that this journey of life, we're never alone because you promised to be with us along the journey. And if we stand in need of something, you said ask, and we shall receive. We love you, we bless you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you for covering all those prayers, and it was my error probably where I was running the words together that Mother McCormick was to take Mother Elser, but you done covered all the bases, so we're just going to give thanks unto the Lord and give God praise. So we thank God. Everything is covered tonight. Anything else that we need to cover, if there's anything else or either anyone was overlooked at this time, we're going to ask for you to get one more chance to say, you know, a prayer request or if there's a praise report before we be dismissed from the line, but not God's presence. Praise God. I do also want to thank God for Sister Barbara. As the Lord bless and touch her body, touch her situation with her nephew. Continue to encourage her heart, help her to stay focused and not allow what's going on around her, get in her ears, to keep her from holding on to her faith. And God, touch her. God, you know the healing that she needs. You know, glory to God, that you called her out and there's a work and a call that's on her life for to do some things for the Lord. And I bind up every device and tool of the enemy to try to distract, to keep her away from just yielding and availing herself to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we continue to uplift our sister, glory to God, that God will continue to let the joy and the peace of God reign through her and that she continue to look in the rear, not look in the rear view mirror, more, but look in front of her in that, glory to God, big window there. As you look unto the hills, was coming to help, realizing her help cometh from the Lord. I pray, God, she'll celebrate you more as we celebrate you in her in the name of Jesus. And God, continue to open and make ways and turn some things around favorable as she continue to keep the faith and put her faith and trust in you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, and we give God glory. Ask you to touch Pastor Burden's body right now, even that agitation that still comes from her shoulder and her hand, and sometimes even in her knee, but we thank you for the victory that she stands on the word she preach and teach. Glory to God, like you think nothing's going on with her. So I pray you do that for your servant, God, that she can be released from that pain and that agony from that in Jesus' name, but she's still glorifying you in the midst. I thank you for Sister Brenda, God. You know what she just went through, but God, I thank you for her testimony tonight. And God, I bind up Satan and all his little cords that have come to whisper in her ear about anything to try to set her back on the faith of what God is doing. Some great things that you are still doing in her in spite of that little challenge she just went through. But hard to keep her heart tuned into you and her eyes looking up to the hills that's coming to hell and speak and decree what God's word says about her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you're resting. And thank you for Sister Alicia. God, thank you for Sister Carmelita. You know in each one of their homes what they're trying to accomplish and do with their husbands, their families, and whatever. We pray, God, you continue to bless and continue to prove to them, glory, as they keep their eyes on you, that you're going to move and, glory, and do miraculous, marvelous things as you've already proven yourself so many times, years and years old. So when the enemy comes to try to bombard us, help us to know when you said he comes in like a flood, you'll raise up the standard. So we pray for all of our bodies, not just the family, but our church family, and even for those that we don't know. Pray for Mother Freeman. Pray, glory to God, that you continue to touch her. Touch her ears, God. Her sister, her daughter, Elder Evans, is saying that her hearing is getting a little bit worse, but she's still so full of joy and peace. When I talked to her the other day, God, just have to speak even louder. But, God, we are praying. You are God of restoration. You can restore. Nothing too hard. Age don't have nothing to do with it, even though she's 90. Getting ready to be 98 in the first of November. God, you're still blessing her to still have the joy of the Lord and still speaking and standing on your word. God, touch her body. Touch even Sister Evans, God. And thank you, Lord God, for being there all the time for her mother. Strengthen her and encourage her too as well. We thank you for Mother Kadil. Touch her body. Bless you, glory to God. Thank you for taking her through even after her husband of so many, I don't know whether 60 years or how many years it was, glory to God for her marriage, but God, that you blessing and strengthen her to taking her through it. She's still standing on your word and encouraged. Pray, glory to God, for Mother Camp Cross Hall just turned a few days ago to 92. Bless her, glory to God, for continuing to be in the home herself. And God, thank you for her family, her daughter. Pray you continue to touch her body. Thank you for strengthening her in the name of Jesus. God, we just pray for each other, that we keep that mindset as the prayers were earlier, walking in the agape and walking in forgiveness and releasing some things and letting go some things and allowing the Lord to cleanse our heart and allow no bitterness, no, glory to God, no vengeance or nothing kind of like this, and no, glory to God, things that will cause us to harbor anything in our hearts other than the love of God and forgiveness and letting him help us through these trying times in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Noel,
that she had to have a pacemaker checked the other day because it was making some kind of noise, almost like short-circuiting. But we are praying that all is well with her. When she see her cardiologist, however that word is spoken, the heart doctor, that glory, that all be well. We thank you for the miracles that you've wrought in her life, and the enemy is a lie. He's not taking her back. She's going forward. Thank you for divine touch and healing, even in her body, too, as well. We bless you. And even for that little 8-year-old, we're praying, like Alicia was saying, we believe in all is well. And all these babies and children, the different people that have gone through these trials because of this, God, help and heal and deliver. And these accidents and some of the things that are happening on the road, we know it's satanic because some of it is uncalled for. We know some of the things that people are just doing is just evilness, not only from the guns, or glory to God, or not paying attention when you looking at your phone, or you undrop something, or you're eating and drop something you're trying to pick up, or just not even caring, just on the phone arguing, or whatever it may be for those distractions. We plead the blood of Jesus and the road rages and other ones that just don't care. But God, we are praying, deal with their hearts. Take out a heart of stone, put out the flesh, even the mindset of glory to God, of some of the confusion and chaos and some of the evilness of the thoughts. We bind you up and loose you from your sign, the brainwashing the enemy is doing with prejudice. And just glory to God, have a heart, glory to God, just for murder and killing, and just don't even care about their own life or nobody else's. God, we believe in you for exposing and change some hearts, and also, glory, out, reveal even the things with plots and plans before they even come to pass. And we know it's possible. It's in the word, because Elijah, glory to God, even when I don't know whether it was a king or who it was, but anyone, the one that was concerned about, why, is there anybody have some spies among us? And he said, no, the servant said, it isn't Elijah that's telling everything that's going on, because God can go in those chambers and go over to God, reveal some things and say something. He can do the same thing for us if we get so close to you and do obedient to you and stand on your word. Oh, God, some things that you will reveal and expose. Even go over to God, whether we do it in prayer or either things you might give us a word to even share with the police or share with somebody that might be in danger or however. God, help us to have a closer walk with you like never before and not be distracted by all the things the enemy is trying to do to divide us or cause confusion and chaos in our families or cause chaos on the jobs or cause chaos in the ministry or just cause us to be walking in chaos because we don't like something or like somebody. Help us, God. We got to have the mind of Christ and do what God say and not on a part-time basis. We need you like never before. And I do appreciate these prayer warriors and what you're doing and even that you've given us even in the time, glory to God, of the gathering. We love you. We appreciate you, and we adore you. We bind you, Satan, and all your little cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, and disease, every period of confusion, betrayal, anything you're coming up even in our dreams, our sleep, or misunderstanding, we plead the blood of Jesus, whether it be in our family, with our friends, or whether it got to do with ministry, or on the jobs, or wherever you are lying, in the blood of Jesus, we bind you up in the traps already, sickness and disease, to try to set us up, glory to God, where certain we hear this voice, and sometimes, as the sister already said, sometimes the doctors are misdiagnosed, and we know that, we've been praying about that, we got to be able to pray before we go, pray when you put it in our heart, pray after we get there, pray over the medicine, pray, glory to God, and counsel something, but not be so fearful and fretful that we don't follow instruction if God's unctioning us to do some things all through them in the name of Jesus. But God, deal with their hearts and their minds. Help them to be alert, whether they're tired, whether they're greedy, or whether, glory to God, that have got nonchalant or just don't care anymore, or they need to retire. God, deal with them on whatever level, and God, deal with them in their families, their homes, because sometimes they have crisis, and they bring them to the table too as well. And not, glory to God, having anybody to talk to or share, or either just hadn't released it. And sometimes be pride and high-mindedness too. Glory to God, we are praying, God, to turn it around, touch heart, deliver them out of their crisis. And even those that, glory to God, that are governing our country and leading our country, help them too, God, and whether it be personal vendettas they have or whatever it is, God, help them to think more of the people and heal and save and deliver. We give all these cares and concerns back to you. Cover us all under the blood in the name of Jesus. Protect and shield us because the enemy is all around us. But God, every day it's you that's keeping us, you that's protecting us. Even when we miss it, God, is your precious gift that you've given us, glory to God, for the Holy Spirit and for your guidance and for your protection, glory to God, and them angels you sent out. Help us to follow suit in what your word is saying. We love you today, God. Keep us, and we bind up transferring spirits now in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Keep us and guide us on this journey in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Amen, amen. The enemy's loose from his assignment. We speak blessings, and we pray glory to God.
blessings upon Pastor Mitchell that will be speaking for us next Sunday. Glory to God on our fourth Sunday meeting. Pray God's blessing and protection and God use her and cover her and God bless that it will be nothing that will hinder the word from coming forth, not only through what's going on in her life, but even with our devices. We thank you so much and we give God glory. Hallelujah for each one of you. Blessings be in the name of Jesus. Bless financial blessings, spiritual blessings, healing and wholeness for you and your family. Amen. Bless the Lord. If we didn't miss anything, praise God, let me know now. If not, we're going to say shalom and good night and be blessed and encouraged.
Thank you.
Uh-oh, somebody's, oh my God, somebody's line was left, not left over. So, did we miss somebody? Because I just saw somebody must have dropped off and came back on. Everything is well?
This is Brother James, Sister Magdalene's nephew.
Yes.
I have a praise report. The other day I went to pay my rent, and it was over $2,000. And when I went to pay it, I was only going to pay $500 on it. And then when I looked at the computer, it said $2,000 paid, and my rent was zero balance.
Whoa,
and
they
sent me a receipt,
praise God.
And the receipt was zero balance from the real estate agency. Yeah,
praise
so
God
performed a miracle.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Zero balance.
Zero
nobody
balance.
But God. Can't nobody do us like Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus,
Lord,
that's
I
wonderful.
I didn't have the money. But I sent Mother McCormick my aunt. I sent her the receipt to show her it was zero balance and everything was paid in full. And that's what my real estate agents, they sent me the receipt back saying that I was paid in full. So I
Lord,
give God the praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
God, whatever you did in that computer with them angels, God, you did it and get the glory. We praise and magnify your name. That's why all we say, ain't nobody do it like Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, my
Amen.
God.
Amen.
He'll answer before we even call on him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory. All the great and mighty testimonies we have heard tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh,
I'm glad I looked back at the line and said, okay, look like somebody else is online. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
God. Lord,
yeah,
so
and one more thing, I had my wife that's deceased, she had a open case with the Social Security office for benefits for her ailment that she had. She was going through some problems. And I had to meet with a judge online on the 22nd of June, and he had to do a judgment on me as far as if they're going to pass her case and they're going to reward her benefit. And so they just found out just on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, they rewarded her full benefits for her Social Security. So I started receiving her Social Security in the next few weeks.
Glory to God.
I tell you,
praise you, Jesus.
Glory
to God. My God. Look at my God working behind the scenes. Blessings of the Lord that are rich and making no sorrow. Hallelujah. He know how to bring the overflow in. Thank God for you making up your mind to live and hold fast the faith. And I know your auntie always pouring into you and telling you about the McCormick. Glory to God.
Yes.
To pour into you, to pray, seek the face, and trust God. And then you start coming on the prayer line and praying and standing and look at my God. Not to be having to worry about your finances because God already got it fixed.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. We always had it fixed. We just got to come in line with his word. He said, when he said, if we be willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Amen. Thank you.
And there was a time I had you pray for me when I couldn't sleep. I couldn't get no sleep at all. Now I'm sleeping solid, soundly every night. I mean, all through the night, every night.
Woo,
I mean,
God.
Don't wake up until the morning. Just like sleep like a baby.
My God, God, you get the glory. Now, that's three or four testimonies? That's three powerful ones right back to back. Good Lord Jesus. Now, you talking about walking in the overflow? You better make sure you stay so close to God like never before and don't allow what God's already done to cause you to get relaxed and slack. It's a time now to draw nigh to him like never before. So as you seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added because you got more to come. And God want to bless you and use you. So in the meantime, stay focused. Don't get deterred off by glory, by the blessings. Keep talking, keep doing and spending a relationship with the Lord and building it and let him build you up. And the more and more as you seek out his faith to build yourself up in his most holy faith, the more the blessings are going
to
keep flowing.
Glory
but in the
God.
Meantime, just stay close to the Lord. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. And we know, glory to God, the enemy might come in and he still kill and destroy. That's what his purpose is. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. And Jeremiah 29:11 say, I know the thoughts as well as I know the plans. Toward you says the Lord, and he declares that he said in his word, he didn't come to harm us or whatever. He wants to bless us, and he wants, glory to God, to give us a future. So in the meantime, you let the blessings of the Lord of God just continue to overshadow you. And even when challenges time come, dig in your word like never before. That's what all of us have to do. No matter what's going on around us, and the enemy comes in to distract us sometimes, but you know what? I remember that God's word said, I never leave you nor forsake you. And one thing is, he's not a God that he shall lie. We just got to learn how to be waiting on him and just trust him. And glory out, this too shall pass.
Amen.
So you continue to be encouraged and celebrate him. Oh, these are powerful
glory
testimonies.
Praise
the Lord. Yes, go ahead.
Brother James, tell her about your job.
Oh yeah, my job, they put me on full time. They had me on part time, so the guy, there was a guy that had a full time position. I couldn't go full time until that there was a position available, and so he quit last week the full time position, and now it's available for me to go into that full time position. I talked to my supervisor, and she said that they'll put me in that full time position.
Look at God. And that's something else. All those prayers that went forth on the line, too, and so forth, for you not to be discouraged. And God bless you. Is this the place for you to be? If not, God's going to open the door for you and bless you. Now, look at Jesus. Right there, stay close to Jesus. And stay close on this prayer line whenever you can come. We're going to keep the prayers going forth and thank God for the praise reports we're hearing from you that it's just like overflowing and all the ones that we done heard prior to. Now, this is something to celebrate. I want us to go over to God, all them lines that are over. Let's celebrate Jesus for all that he's done and doing, and even for some of the things we haven't even said anything about tonight. But this man called Jesus. What a mighty God. Father, I thank you. I bless you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, they don't lean to their own understanding. I will bless them. Hallelujah. If they keep standing on my word. And learn to wait. Try to not do it on their own, but trust me. I have the better plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, God, and your promise. Thank you, Lord. Teaching us how to wait and trust you and stand on your promise, hallelujah, that you're not a God, that you should lie and your hand is not too short that you can't deliver. Help us, God, like never before, to obey your word in the name of Jesus. Take any scales off our eyes, unstop our ears, that we may be able to see and hear. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your loving kindness, God. Thank you for your visitation, even this night, God. Hallelujah. Bless in the name of the Lord. It's only my people to trust and obey. Hallelujah, that we see greater and mighty things come to pass. And not just look for my hand to give, but to learn to love me and trust me, that I will show you great and mighty things yet to come. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Time now to get rooted and grounded in the Lord. We want to see God move. The enemy is out there, thief, trying to distract and distort and try to keep us from focusing, but we got to focus like never before, and that's going to say getting rooted and grounded in his word and obeying it when we do. In your name,
thank you.
In greater things yet to come. Oh, greater things yet to come for all of us. Jesus, he don't have no respect to person. Hallelujah. People of God.
Thank you.
The favor of God is in your life, young man. But you're going to have to trust and obey God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I thank God for you all celebrating, glory to God, together on what God is doing in our lives tonight and the testimonies and even the ones that God just blessed and our brother just now to share with us as well. We bless God. Thank God. So in the meantime, we look forward to my brother. I pray you can come on Sunday night and listen to the word too. Still on Monday night prayers, but we have a speaker out of Tulsa, Oklahoma will be on to speak. If you're not working, to come on that night, too, as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you still there? Or did he hang up?
Amen. Okay. I'm still here.
Well, you can pass the word. You there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was just saying, if you're not working, preferably you can come on Sunday night to hear the word of God as well. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. So, Salone, y'all have a wonderful night, a wonderful week, and blessings and healing and deliverance and financial and spiritual blessings to overflow you. But most of all, get rich in the word. All right, we love you.
Amen.
Love you.
God bless
you.
God bless.
Salone. Angels in camp.
Salone.
Thank you, Jesus.